Deuteronomy 28, and I'm going to read the first verse just because I want to explain it. It shall come to pass.
28?
Verse 15. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Now, if what I preach about what obedience means isn't right, then you either have to believe in the theology that there's no more law, that Christ come and he abolished the law, or you have to get down to do all of these. You have to get down and do all of these commandments. So it's either that you observe to do, which means to hear under, or you're in deep trouble. Okay? Now you read. Next seven verses.
Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. 1, 2, 3, 4. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me.
Okay. Do you understand that that's what it means to be under the curse? Okay, do you understand that you have been under the curse? Cursed shall thou be in the city, cursed shall thou be in the field, cursed shall thou be in thy basket and thy store, cursed shall thou be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy field, cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. Now, as long as you remain out of obedience, you remain in that curse. The evidence that you remained in the curse, because you can't always see the curses because they take place over a long length of time, and it's like, you know, like I've told you before that rust is fire, but it's real slow fire. Well, so the curses transpire in you, and their effect is real slow. And so you think, you know, that it's something else.
Bad blood.
You got it? All right.
The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with consumption, with a fever, and with an inflammation, with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish.
Okay.
That's, as well in verse 20 where it says, whereby thou hast forsaken me. You know,
right.
Like in that place we think that God's forsaken us, but we're like going on our cursed way, and then we think,
God has forsaken.
Where's God gone? Why has he left me here?
Right.
Instead of seeing why.
Why we're there.
Yeah.
All right.
And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. And the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. And the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air, and unto the beast of the earth, and no man shall pray.
Okay, stop a minute. Where it says that in the first verse, that thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. They're not the words for brass and iron. What they mean is that the heaven shall be impervious, or it cannot hear your cry, and that the earth cannot yield anything by cultivation. In other words, you can't get anything done. Got it? All right.
And the Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the
emerods,
and with the scab, and with the itch thereof thou canst not be healed. And the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday, and blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt be betrothed a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. And thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof.
Does everybody hear this?
That's
this is
grope. What does grope mean?
Blind person trying to find his way.
I found the bathroom in the dark.
Okay.
Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and thou be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. My sons and my daughters shall be given unto another people. Thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. There shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy hand and all thy labor shall the nation which thou knowest not eat up. Thou shalt be oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad from the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, and the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. There shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. And that shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and thou shalt gather what little in, for the locusts shall consume.
Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but thou shalt not drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locusts consume. A stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all the curses...
Now, stop a minute. You understand, you know, that's talking in the natural about the stranger that comes into as a part of the mixed multitude. But spiritually, it's also talking about the Antichrist. It's within thee. I mean, the stranger that is within thee... We're talking stranger here. Shall get up above thee very high. He shall set himself up in the temple. And thou shalt come down very low. You shall not be seen. The Christ in you shall not be seen. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Understand that? You don't want that to happen anymore.
All right. For all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commands thee.
And they shall be upon thee for a sign, for a wonder upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things.
Stop. Read that sentence again, Nick. Again. And hear this carefully, verse 47.
Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things.
You hear that?
That's part of what I was trying to say. I saw last night in a glass of water. A glass of water.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Mm-hmm.
It feels like denying the joy, purposely deny what's the inheritance. weird to think of from.
Remember, we once defined sloth as the deliberate refusal of joy.
Therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he has destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as an eagle flight, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thine kind, or flocks of thy sheep until he have destroyed thee. He shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. He shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee.
Okay. The purpose then of the curse is to cause the walls and the gates to be destroyed until there's not one stone standing upon another within you in terms of your images of what things should be and the way things should be and your feelings, so that there's no stone standing upon another until you can come to the place in which you don't have the capacity any longer, or if you do, you don't exercise it, to think that at any given moment things should be different than they are. You don't have the capacity not to know that at every given moment it's the inheritance, it's the joy. And it doesn't require anything else to happen. You've been fully equipped. Amen?
We can think of someone like Isaiah that was getting sawed in half the whole time. He's just
still prophesying.
No.
He saw in half this way.
No.
I'd rather go this way if I had the choice.
Sure, just this
way. I'd better go this way.
Yeah. Sure as possible.
I mean, it's like the little things that we like have to pass from here under.
Okay.
And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee.
Now you remember now, during the feast, the fast of Ab, in actuality, that really happened. They ran out of food and water. So they ate the flesh and drank the blood of their infants. They didn't do it after they developed personality, after the firstborn infants. And there's stories in the Talmud about how the women purposely became pregnant for that purpose during the siege. Not necessarily this time, but in like Masada and other places. But the reason it happened is so that you could see what you do, how you gain sustenance. It affects your condition as to whether your children do or don't do a particular thing. Understand that? All right.
So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children, whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege, and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward her husband, and of her bosom and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of all things, secretly in the siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. Is that 7?
No.
If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear their glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God.
Come on.
Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, the long
continuance
and sore sicknesses, and of long continuances.
Amen.
Moreover, he will bring unto thee all the diseases of Egypt which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring upon thee, until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldst not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass.
Now stop a minute. Do you believe that he was just speaking metaphorically about that you were in number as the stars of heaven? Israel has never been in number as the stars of heaven, except if you believe what I teach you, that the human race is the seed of Israel. You understand that? Because they've only been at the most, you know, a few million. And there's hundreds of billions of stars. Just as there have been hundreds of each sperm cell that man ejaculates has the potential.
You didn't know there was billions and billions of stars.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth unto the even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even oil or then stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. And thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, Would God it were
Would even. To God.
Oh, would to God it were even. And at even thou shalt say, Would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see.
The reason I said that, would God is what they used to say, and it doesn't make any sense to us now. It's would to God.
Yeah.
It's the way it should be, would be translated now. Okay.
And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you.
Amen.
Whoa.
That's the curse of being in any other position than seeing that every moment is him. You hear that?
It's where you are. It's where you put yourself.
You have the inheritance of your son at your hand at all times. There's never an excuse to be out of the rest, to be away from joy.
I don't know why, but that made me think of Stephen. But it's true even in a situation where people are killing you with rocks.
Yeah, he's being stoned to death. Okay, David got.